topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. Lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
Hey. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. My name is James Robertson. I'm a researcher, publisher, and teacher regarding the matters and truths of the Almighty Creator, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. I've been actively serving him since 1993, over 30 years. If you're not actively serving Yah, then by default you are serving Satan. My objective is to show you how you can make a big difference on earth and qualify for a position of high esteem in heaven for eternity. It's important to understand that as a believer, just being good is not the point. It is relationship with Yah that counts. Without this, you'll be in a very unpleasant place in heaven with no way out. My aim is to show you how to get close. If you're a good person without a clear relationship with Yah, then you're in a spiritual no man's land and will not enter heaven when you die. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist? Yah is calling everybody on the planet to be involved and serve him and help him to have victory over Satan. My goal is to show you how to do this. Fundamentally, we each need to learn to see things on earth from Yah's perspective. My aim is to teach you how. Please visit my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's endtimeissueministries, one word, .org. Or email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org. Today I'm going to continue my presentation of the Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. This is part four, and it's the final part of this series. Overview. I've come to understand that the only reason we exist is to have a deep personal relationship with the Creator. This broadcast continues the discussion of what this entails. We'll start by discussing that this religion stuff is irrational and illogical, and frankly, it's nonsense. We'll then ask the question, so if he's so powerful, why is there so much wrong in the world? We'll then discuss the statement, but he demands too much, I cannot comply. And I will then address the point, some other things you should know. And then answer the question, what do you need to do if you accept this message? Finally, we will look at the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. So this is based on the article 2014-1101A, the Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. As I said, this is part four. Last week, I closed by saying, but this religion stuff is irrational and illogical. Frankly, it's nonsense. And I went on to say, you are absolutely correct. Almost all that organized religion teaches is false, and it is irrational, it is illogical, and it is nonsense. For example, the Bible is not the living word of God or any such thing. It's a book written by humans. It contains error, and the Almighty hates it because people turn away from seeking relationship with him to worship the book. The same applies to any other book, be it the Quran, be it the Torah, be it any other religious book. As I say, Father hates the Bible because it turns people away from him to worship the book. Consider Bible church, Bible study, Bible school. Where's Yah in that? all an abomination in the sight of the Almighty. He desires a deep personal relationship with each and every one of us, and the Bible gets in the way of that. Folks, I can't stress this enough. The Bible is a useful historical text. It teaches us about, well, I'm not going to say it teaches us. It doesn't teach anything anyway. It's not human. It presents information about people who were close to the Almighty at different times in history and what they did and what they said. And it's got a minute about bit of information about each of the people that it writes about or that it addresses. It's a useful book to read. Don't get me wrong. I'm busy with my own version of the Bible, which corrects a whole lot of translation errors and comments on a number of things that I've learned. Worth reading it two or three times in different translations, but that's where it stops. It is not the Word of God. Furthermore, Bible punches, the Almighty's term, preach messages that are fundamentally false based on inaccurate translations of remnants of texts to which have been ascribed mystical properties that are entirely false. The Bible is made up of remnants of texts, just to be clear on that. If you read the Bible carefully, you'll see that it just stops and starts and stops and starts. It's not a continuous narrative written from beginning to end. It's just little bits of parchment that were resuscitated and brought together and cobbled together into the Bible. So, for example, creation did not take place in 7 24-hour days. It took place in 7 stages of indeterminate duration over millions of years, as the Almighty carefully crafted each element of what we see today, incremental step by incremental step, learning as he went, refining designs, discarding failed designs. Everything that you would expect in an evolutionary engineering process of this magnitude and complexity. There are a couple of articles on the website, The Essence of My Message with Regard to Creation. If you're not a believer, if you're not sure about the Almighty, you might want to go and have a look at that. Some people will say it's absolutely disrespectful to say that Father was learning, that he had failures, etc. But it's the truth. If you've ever invented something, you'll know that you don't get it right first time, and he's the same. We're made like him. Then there's a hierarchy, a set of ranks in heaven with rewards that are directly proportionate to how you and I live our lives. If you really serve the Almighty faithfully and become his friend in this life, his agent and representative, doing what he asks of you, you are qualified to sit on a high throne with him for eternity. This is a position of great honor and esteem and great power in heaven, and you'll have that status for eternity. I never heard anyone in any church I ever went to tell me that if I really served the Almighty faithfully, I could qualify to sit on a high throne. They don't know it because they don't pay attention when they do read the Bible. And they're so focused on keeping their people in bondage, they don't want to lose the income. So they teach you all sorts of stuff that's supposedly Bible-based. And some of it is, and some of it is derived by the leading of the Spirit of Yah in answer to questions, and some of it is just plain downright wrong. In fact, a lot of it is down plain right wrong. The fundamental piece is, number one, he wants a relationship with you. Number two, the more you serve him in this life, the higher your rank will be in heaven for eternity. And I've spoken about this in the last few sessions, so I'm not going to go into all the detail again today, but really you can qualify to sit on a high throne. You can have an amazing body. You can have amazing authority. You can have amazing powers. It's up to you. So The next point that crops up is about this thing called the flood. And if you base your understanding of that on the Bible, well, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights, and at the end of the 40 days, the earth was submerged. Nobody tells you where the water came from. How did we have a planet Earth? And then out of nowhere, it rained and rained and rained and rained, and then the earth was flooded. That doesn't make sense. The truth is, there are big chunks of ice in the Kuiper Belt around the perimeter of our solar system. One of those chunks of ice got deflected by the Almighty so that it collided with the planet. It was a big chunk of ice. It was about 2,000 kilometers in diameter. It collided with the Earth. As it hit the Earth's atmosphere, it started to melt. It whacked into the planet and punched the planet off its vertical axis. Knocked it into an elliptical orbit around the sun, and the ice melted. So suddenly there was a couple of kilometers of water all over the Earth, and you can do the calculations. A chunk of ice about 2,250 kilometers in diameter will completely submerge the Earth to a depth of several miles. Kilometers, I'm mixing my units. This massive shift in the axis of the Earth, coupled to the change in solar orbit, resulted in massive crustal forces, which resulted in crustal disruption and tectonic upheaval. Earth crust disruption, around 20,000 volcanoes, upwelling of granite and lava, etc. The evidence is readily visible all over the Earth. Concurrently with this, dating from its creation, the core of the Earth had reached a superheated state as a consequence of the nuclear reaction that occurs in the core. Coupled to the weakened crustal condition, this suddenly caused the crust of the Earth to split open and the Earth increased in diameter by about 25%. This caused deep canyons to form where the seas exist today and caused the water to drain off the continents. This gave rise to massive high-velocity erosion, resulting in the landforms we take for granted today. There is much other nonsense that Bible worship is associated with. Let me coming back to the flood. There's a video on the website about the proof of the global flood. There's some web pages about that. There's a YouTube channel about it. If you search on Google for proof of the global flood, you'll probably find it. But folks, if you step back and look at what I've just shared with you, suddenly you get a completely different vista of the surface of the Earth. The Almighty didn't create this messed up, mashed up surface that we have today. He created a perfect sphere with a really pleasant atmosphere, etc. And it all got broken up with this thing. So in considering my message, I ask you to put aside all your issues with what you've heard and perhaps been taught and focus on this message. The Almighty Creator wants a deep personal relationship with you. That is the only message that matters. If you're not seeking a personal relationship with him and seeking to know him and to be guided and directed by him and have him lead you into the answers to all your questions, you're fundamentally out of line and you're wasting your time. And my message applies to you whether you're Jewish, whether you're Muslim, whether you're Christian, whether you're yogi, whether you're Buddhist, whether you're Hindu, whether you're whatever, whether you're a Satanist or a witch or a warlock, the message is the same. The Almighty Creator wants a deep personal relationship with you. Put aside all the other stuff. Doesn't matter your race, your nation, your tribe, your appearance, your wealth or lack of it, your education or lack of it. He wants a deep personal relationship with you, and he will meet you wherever you are, and he will take you from where you are right now to where he wants to take you, and he'll put you in control. And if you really turn to him to guide you, he will help you to get somewhere that you wouldn't get on your own. He wants to be part of your life. Keep in mind that no matter what you do, he knows more than you do. And he wants to help you get better at whatever it is you do. I'm not referring to sin here. I'm referring to productive work that you do to earn a living and make a contribution to society. He's also interested in your hobbies and other extramural pursuits. And he's particularly interested in anything that is creative, inventive, seeking new knowledge. He wants to push the boundaries of your knowledge and technology, etc., far more than you do. The Creator is the best engineer ever. He's the best doctor ever. He's the best whatever it is you do. He will work with you, and he will help you to discover, help you to invent, help you to learn, help you to get better at whatever it is you do, help you to earn a better income and a better living, help you to walk in divine health. You have to do it with him. You will not get as far on your own as you will get with him. And I'm talking major, major differences in level. If you serve him faithfully for the rest of your life, you will achieve much more than if you just carry on the way you're going at the moment. So that brings us to the question. So if he's so powerful, why is there so much wrong in the world? That's a very good question. During the creative process, things went wrong. A major manufacturing defect was that one of the three most senior messengers, or angels, who was the light bearer and praise leader in heaven, developed pride and rebelled. We know him today as Satan, the adversary. Now, the messengers, the angels, were created to help with the detail work for Father. That's why they're called messengers, to go and deliver messages. That's what messengers do, isn't it? There's a whole lot of mystique and stuff about angels. We refer to my angel implying somebody beautiful and good. And angels are beautiful, they're good. That's not the point. They're there to serve mankind. You have a guardian messenger, a guardian angel that is allocated to you at the moment of conception and stays with you until you die. If you're a believer, you also have a satanic messenger who tracks you and follows you and makes it. Your guardian messenger makes a note of everything that you do in the service of Yah and your whole life. The satanic messenger tracks you in terms of your sin and your error, etc. And then the satanic realm brings you to judgment in front of the judgment seat in heaven. Remember, Yah sits on a throne. The throne is a seat of judgment. Yah is the judge. Yeshua, Jesus, is the advocate. He pleads on our behalf for grace, for mercy, etc., which you may get if you're a young believer. You're not going to get if you've been walking with Father for years. And that's a whole separate discussion. But the bottom line is that Satan, he was then called Hillel, was judged defective. And Yah was about to cast him into the incinerator, the lake of fire and brimstone, to be destroyed, which was the standard practice for defective creation, when the adversary challenged him to a contest. The rules of the contest were simple. The adversary and the third of the messengers who followed him, and we're talking billions, would be cast out of heaven and onto earth, where Yah was working to create mankind. Once on earth, they would seek to deceive mankind to such an extent that after 7,000 years, there was not a single human being in right standing with the Almighty on the earth. In this event, the adversary, Satan, would be spared from destruction, and he would rule on earth forever. If the adversary failed, then he and all those who followed him, including the human beings, would be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, and in a moment of torment and terror, they would be utterly destroyed. Neither party was allowed to speak directly to the humans with regard to changing behavior. They had to work through other humans and by asking questions, etc. At the time, Yah was angry and frustrated, and he believed he would win easily, so he accepted the challenge. In fact, it has turned out that the adversary has been winning hands down, that there are very few human beings today who at any material level are serving the Almighty and in a position to bring judgment on the adversary. In fact, right now, there is no certainty that Yah will win the contest. Because of the rules of engagement, Yah is heavily constrained and therefore is unable to deal with all the sin, error, and evil that is on the earth. Until one understands the contest, one is not able to really understand what is going on the earth today. This is so important, folks. Yah is constrained to speak to you through other human beings. I'm one of them. You can learn a lot from me if you decide to learn from me. There's a lot of information on my website. I've been writing since about 1998, literally thousands of articles on all sorts of topics which may well answer your questions, irrespective of whether you're Christian, Jewish, Muslim, whatever. It's very, very difficult for Yah to do anything on earth because he has to work through human beings. And the harsh reality is, the brutal truth is, that there are very few human beings today who are in any sort of meaningful relationship with the Almighty. And that's good news for you, because if you really go for it and seek a close relationship with the Father, you can qualify for one of the highest thrones in heaven for eternity, because a whole lot of thrones are vacant because human beings have been so rebellious and disobedient and full of sin. On the other hand, if you aspire to being a notable sinner, there's a bit of a problem. There's over 100 billion human beings who've died as unbelievers since the creation of Adam 6,030 years ago. And all the senior positions are taken, the masterminds. So if you're a really good sinner, you might get one or two levels from the bottom of the pile, but you're still going to have a hang of a lot of competition. So if you're a high achiever, being a sinner is not a good idea. Being an unbeliever, you're better off to believe. There's a lot of opportunity there. It's underrated, understated, under-offered. Then there's a belief, quote, but he demands too much, I cannot comply. Many people hold that complying with the commandments of the Creator, commonly referred to as the Ten Commandments, is difficult. That's because of the way we've been brought up. In actual fact, the core commandments are not difficult to comply with. It's a matter of understanding them and making quality decisions to comply. Yes, it will take time for you to walk out that decision, but with the help of the Almighty, it's entirely achievable. In order to understand this, one needs to understand the true importance of the commandments. Because as with everything on earth, just about everything we've been taught about the commandments is false. And a lot of what we do that we believe is compliant turns out to be in breach. The commandment section of my website discusses this in some detail. Now, the thing to remember or to realize here, folks, is depending on which religion you subscribe to. In addition to the Ten Commandments, there is a whole slew of other rules. The Jews have the 613 mitzvot, for example. There's all sorts of things about this, do that, do that. That's why we go to Bible school, because we need to spend 4 years learning all the things that human beings have cobbled around the Bible and around Yah. The Ten Commandments at the fundamental level are very basic and really not that difficult to comply with once you understand the exact meaning of each of them. But that's another conversation, and there's a lot on the website about the commandments. Then some other things you should know. Well, I'll tell you what, let's just spend a bit more time on that. What are the commandments? One, you don't worship anybody except Yah. Two, you don't have any idols, so you don't worship the Bible, you don't worship the cross, you don't worship Yeshua. Basically, Yeshua is the one. Yeshua is not equal to Yah. He's not God in the flesh. It's the spirit of Yah on Yeshua that have performed the miracles. Number three, don't take the name of Yah in vain. If you don't know that his name is Yah, how do you avoid taking his name in vain? And that includes words like Yavol in German and Yah in Afrikaans. And a lot of English speakers tend to say Yah for yes. You're breaking the third commandment. Fourth, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. So that's Saturday from sunrise to Sunday sunrise. And it's also the six major Sabbaths of the year. Passover, Pentecost, the Day of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, the first and last days of the Feast of Tabernacles. And then don't commit murder. Fairly straightforward, except that if you use abortive contraceptives, you're committing murder. If you do an abortion, you're committing murder. If you oppose the death penalty, you're committing murder. Don't commit adultery. Virginity is sacred. First sex with a virgin is a marriage act. There's a whole lot about that on the website. Man can marry more than one woman, and don't get into that's unfair. That's dealt with on the website as well. And then no lying, no coveting, etc. No false witness. There's a whole lot on the website about that, but it's actually not that difficult. Really, once you understand that is the sum total. And if you get filled with Yah's spirit and you get close to him, he'll help you to keep the commandments. He's not unreasonable. He actually wants to help you to keep the commandments. He doesn't want to beat you up, really. Satan wants to beat you up. If you're a believer, Satan's goal is to destroy you. So if you've got sin in your life, the satanic realm is going to take you apart. So you need to stop sinning, which means you need to keep the Ten Commandments. Relatively straightforward. Then some other things you should know. There's a huge amount more that I could say to you, but I think this is enough for now. If you're seeking more information, please visit the website at endtimeissueministries.org. I'm an engineer by training. I was also a military commander. And so I have a particular way of looking at things. I believed when I was about 14, I was confirmed. I was put off by the church. So in my 20s, I backslid until I was nearly 40. And then I got into a situation where Yah spoke to me audibly, and I knew instantly that he was real and that I'd messed up big time. And I've been doing my best to serve him since March 1993. And I believed that I decided that he wouldn't expect me to give up my engineering rigor. So I've gone forward on the basis that he will treat me as an engineer, and he has. He's very rigorous. He's very precise. He doesn't all this fluffy stuff that you believe, even though it doesn't make sense to you. Everything that he believes or everything that he teaches makes perfect sense. Then what do you need to do if you accept this message? So you've read this message. You see that it makes sense that there's a creator, that he desires a deep personal relationship with you. The things that did not make sense now do make sense. If you already believed, you see things in a new light with a new opportunity. If you did not believe, you now see things differently and now choose to believe. You may, of course, write this all off as so much mumbo jumbo and carry on as before. What do you do? My advice to you is that you get on your knees, repent of your sin, of which the biggest sin is not believing that Yah exists, and then you pray something like, Almighty Father, I ask you to have mercy on me. I now realize that my entire life to date has failed to accord you the position that you desire to have with me. Please forgive me and lead me to a place of having a deep personal relationship with you. If you're not prepared to do that, please do that, understanding the consequences of your decision. Go back to the previous week's broadcast. I went into quite a bit of detail of what life looks like if you die as an unbeliever, where you don't go to heaven, you stay on your corpse, in your grave forever, or you might get to be a junior ancestor spirit leading other people into sin. You might even get the opportunity to lead your child or your grandchild or somebody else that you love into deeper sin. And just remember, the satanic realm is very brutal. It's very harsh. You rise through the ranks as a human Satan servant by killing people and eating their flesh and drinking their blood, amongst other things. I'm not going to go into all the gory details, but that's what you have to do if you really want to progress with Satan. And as I said, the upper ranks are full. There are 100 billion ancestor spirits, 100 billion human beings who died without relationship with the Creator. If you pray what I've just given you, read the article, Seven Components in Drawing Close to the Creator, on the website, and then just dive into the website, do whatever you want to do. Give me a shout. Drop me an email, james@endtimeissueministries.org. I'll happily get on Zoom with you, get on a WhatsApp call with you, exchange emails with you, help you to get closer. That's my passion. That's why I live to do this, folks. I desire to sit on a really high throne for eternity. My entire life is focused around helping other people to get there, because if I can help you to get there, I will get there. Does that make sense? I will be rewarded in heaven for what I do in this life, and these broadcasts are part of doing that, in the hope that you will hear what I say and make a commitment today and say, Father Yah, I want to become your friend. I want to have a deep personal relationship with you. I don't know how to get there. I ask you to show me. And then go to the website. There's a whole lot of stuff there. If you start at the top left of the website and just go down row by row and read the articles there, there's a more or less logical progression that will lead you on a journey. So in conclusion, I hope that this series of broadcasts has challenged you to keep a deep personal relationship with the Almighty Creator, Yah the Eternal Exophagus. The back issues of the broadcast, there's a broadcasts menu item near the top of the menu on the website. Just dive in there and you'll get the broadcast for the previous 3 weeks. This broadcast will be on there probably by about lunchtime tomorrow. And I'm busy with the transcripts. And hopefully within the next few days, there will be a full page, web page with the transcripts of the four articles around the Creator Desires a Deep Personal Relationship, with all the amplification that I've given in these broadcasts. If you've never been told that if you're obedient and that if you really work at it, you can spend eternity in heaven with a dramatically impressive body, spiritual body, with massive powers, the ability to hear multiple conversations and engage in multiple conversations simultaneously, massive powers, the ability to raise the dead, etc. If you've never been told that, you're missing the whole point of this whole exercise. Yah was lonely, and he set out to create friends. The tragedy is that today he hardly has any friends. You can become his friend starting right now. Might take you 2, 3, 4, 5 years to get there. If you follow my teachings and communicate with me, you might get there a bit quicker. But I'm incidental. The information's there. You can build on it. So you'll have to make changes in your life. You'll need to change your priorities and make sacrifices. But I've total assurance that you will find this worthwhile at the end of your life. The fundamental question for each one of us is whether to live life with eternity in mind or with the here and now as our goal. There's a web page on the website, Where Will You Spend Eternity? I recommend that article. Yes, you make adjustments. That said, I'm a management consultant. During the week, you probably wouldn't know that I advocate what I've just shared with you because I just get on and I do my job. I have clients, I run projects, I provide advisory services. And I enjoy that and I'm good at it. And Father helps me to be good at it. And he's taught me a huge amount that goes way beyond anything that you will read in a textbook. And it doesn't matter who you are and what you do, Father will help you either to find a job that really fulfills you or to get fulfillment and do really well at whatever the job is that you currently do that you enjoy doing. He wants to live your life with you. He wants to participate in your life. I can't stress it enough. He's not this fearsome whatever. He's your daddy. He's your Abba. He wants to be close to you. He wants to be able to have conversations with you, not once in a blue moon when things are going wrong, but every day throughout the day. He wants you to say, Daddy, what do you think I should do here? Should I go this way or should I go that way? And you can have a conversation with him and he'll guide you. It's a whole different ballgame, folks. If you're not challenged by this, I encourage you to at least believe and do enough to become a wise virgin. The alternatives really are very unpleasant. The outer darkness and not being a believer at all, which I spoke about last week. If you found this article of value, please forward and distribute it as widely as you deem appropriate, the broadcast. So, I don't know. I've been walking this road for over 30 years. It's a no-brainer for me. I'm prepared to believe it's not necessarily a no-brainer for you. This may be the first time anyone's ever suggested that these things are possible, and you may be saying, good grief, James Robertson, there are hundreds of millions of religious people who don't agree with you. I got a revelation of something way back in 1995. When was it? Must have been in 94 or 95, I forget. And I went to a pastor and I said, bloody, bloody, blah. And he looked at me and he said, James, I will find 15,000 Bible school graduates who will agree with me, and not one of them will agree with you. I was a little bit deflated. I went home and I spoke to my father and he said, James is absolutely right. He will find 15,000 Bible school graduates to agree with me and with him. In fact, you'll find a lot more, but they're all wrong. And the extension of that is they're all wrong because they don't really have a relationship with me. They have a relationship with their Bible. They have a relationship with their pastor. They have a relationship with their Bible teacher. They have a relationship with their church. They have a relationship with whatever, but they don't have a relationship with me. It's tragic. The article 7 components in drawing close to the Creator gives much information on drawing close to the Almighty, summarizing much of what I've learned in the last 30 plus years. This is not about a group. It's about you personally developing your own deep personal relationship with the Almighty Creator. In the final analysis, do not rely on any other human being to determine your relationship with the Almighty. Draw on them as resources. But you can draw closer to Father than any other person on earth today, including myself, if you go all out to know him and to craft your life the way he wants it for you. He will meet you wherever you are, from a religious point of view, from an education point of view, from a wealth point of view, from a nationality point of view, from a whatever. He'll meet you where you are today, and he will work with you to craft a journey to get you to your full potential in him. I'm here to help you. Drop me an email. We can get on Zoom. We can get on WhatsApp, wherever, and I'll coach you and help you as best I can. But at the end of the day, you need to have a relationship with me. This is not about some group of people who follow James Robertson. This is about a group of people who say, I'm not going to follow James Robertson. I'm going to follow the Creator. I will give you pointers. I'll help you to course correct. I'll pray for you, help you to get free of demons, etc., in the early stages. But at the end of the day, it's about you and Yah, not me. He wants to be your friend. He wants you to be his friend. And he's friendly, so it's easy for him to be your friend. It's not so easy for you to be his friend. So that's the end of that subject. I want to close off by asking you, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator right now? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to him today. Do you talk to him constantly throughout the day and allow him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of him at all times? Do you worship him at every opportunity? By which I mean, do you have an earbud like this that you pop into your ear when you go to the bathroom or when you're on the bus, on the train, or in your car? Or you just have a 2-minute break in whatever you're doing? Do you put him front and center in your life? Do you count him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose and you'll be bitterly disappointed when you die. I touched on this earlier, but it doesn't matter your religion. It doesn't matter your nationality. It doesn't matter if you're African or Asian or European or Caucasian or American or Indian or whatever. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, educated or uneducated, short or tall, fat or thin, blonde, blue eyes, black hair and brown eyes, whatever. It doesn't matter if you're young or old. It doesn't matter if you're serving Satan right now. He wants to meet you wherever you are. He wants to be your friend, and he wants you to be his friend. You can start that journey right now. Just say, Father Yah, I want to become your friend. Please help me to get there. In closing, I want to say thank you for listening. Please send me your questions to james@endtimeissueministries.org. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and I can connect with you by Skype, Zoom, Teams, email, or telephone, so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you next week again, when I will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. I've not talked about this on this broadcast. You know him. You may know him as Jesus. His correct name is Yahushua, meaning Yah is salvation. It's Yah that saves, not Yeshua that saves. Yeshua is not Yah. He is and was a human prophet, filled with the spirit of Yah more than anybody else, who lived a life without sin, and in response was given the highest throne in heaven, right next to his Father in heaven. Massively powerful. So if you've heard of somebody who's encountered Yeshua, yes, he's massively powerful. Yes, he has a massively glorious body. Yes, he has massive powers, but he is not Yah. It's sin to worship him. As I said just now, he wants you to be his friend. He is friendly, so it's not that difficult for you to get to a place where he's your friend. What really counts is where you orientate your life that you can be his friend, that you put his interests first in your life. I'm going to wrap up now for those of you who've regularly listened to these broadcasts. For those of you who, if this is your first time or second time, I'm going to share a few bits after this just to give you a little bit more of a fuller picture about who I am. So for those of you who are going to drop off, I'm going to say good night. And for those of you who are here for the first time, a few points in closing. Who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a retired military commander. I now work as a management consultant. I have over 30 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March, 1993, when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room and I knew for certain that he was real, as clearly as you can hear me now. In learning about Father, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. See the video Why Seek Relationship for an overview of what I believe. Please visit my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org. ETI version of the Bible with correction of key translation errors is at the ETI Bible version page on the website. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are on Google. Search for, quote, relationship with Creator Radio. There are about four podcast websites with the back issues also on the website. Books with teachings from 1998 till May 2019 on the compilation of Most Writings page. I publish regular email articles. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the mailing list or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search, article keyword cloud, table of contents, and article search to locate the information you're looking for. Folks, thank you so much. I'm going to say good night. Cheerio.
Father, I come to you, lifting up my hands. By your grace I stand.
Hi, I'm James Robertson. I want to speak to you about the reality that the Creator desires friends above all things, that being good is insufficient. It's relationship that counts. Do not listen to Bible punches or religion, no matter what religion. Go directly to the Creator and develop a deep personal relationship with Him. If you're not seeking to become His friend, you are missing the point of your existence. Please listen to my broadcasts on W4CY.com radio or Talk4TV. That's in both cases W4CY.com or Talk4TV, TALK4TV.com. Visit my website at endtimeissueministries.org or email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to find out more. I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks so much.